It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrence County's sports leader. Lawrenceville Indian Football, brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Home, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Follow Lawrenceville Indian Football all season long here on Light 103 WAKO.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Ed Loeb Field, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian Football, as the Lawrenceville Indians entertain the Alney Richland County Tigers in Little Illini Conference play. It's time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson, along with my partner Bill Richardson. Welcome you to Indian football, week number 2. Indians were here last week and took it on the chin to the Marshall Lions, 49-0. Tonight they try to get into the win column against an Alney Tiger team, which comes in at 1-0 after a win over Casey last week, 37-21. It's a nice night here at Loeb Field. Things clearing off from the west. The sun is out. Both teams in the locker room as we get set for the action here. Indians and Alney. Bill Richardson alongside, as I mentioned before. Bill, Indians shut out last week. Alney won last week. The Tigers coming in here on a roll, a little bit of a roll.
Yes, Steve, it's going to be another challenge for the Indians. I think they got to look at things and maybe take small steps, maybe look at trying to score a few points and that kind of thing. And, you know, I do know Coach Green, though, is no longer, he said, going to use the excuse that they're young. He said they're a varsity football team and it's time to step up and play the best they can. And the fact that they're mostly freshmen and sophomores, from now on, he said, is going to be irrelevant.
Indians last week did only muster just over 100 yards in offense, 133 yards in total offense. Going to have to do a little better than that and get the ball in the end zone to be competitive in these games.
Yeah, they could get nothing going consistently offensively. I think twice maybe they were inside the red zone and weren't able to score. They had a couple of big plays in the offense. The Winningham brothers connected on a 30 or 40-yard pass play to kind of put them in scoring position one time. But for the most part, no. You know, they had only 7 first downs in the game. They just couldn't go anywhere. And after a solid first quarter defensively, they kind of looked like they got a little bit worn down, and Marshall had their way with them.
That is the problem. The Indians, with the limited numbers, guys going both ways, any sort of a team with any sort of numbers will be able to wear them down, and that's what happened last week, especially in the second half. As I mentioned, it's the Indians and the Alney Tigers, these two teams, former members of the old North Egypt Conference, and they're continuing their battles here in the Little Illini Conference. And Bill, the Tigers and the Indians have done battle on the football field for a long, long time.
Yes, yeah, Steve, up until 2000, they played, I think, from 1930 until 2000 annually in the North Egypt Conference, like we said. From 2000 until 2012, they did not play at all. Alney joined the LIC in 2012, so since then, the teams have met 6 times. Alney won the first 2 of those games. Lawrenceville won the middle 2. Impressively, was the 2015 game, which LHS won that one 55-14, but Alney's bounced back to win the last 2 games. If you remember, 2 years ago in the season opener, it was a really good game. Alney beat the Indians 21-18 last night, and then last year the Tigers won 45-14 over at Alney.
That was the game that the Indians won over there. That was the controversial game where Indians had a touchdown, I think an interception return called back, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, you were talking about Jacob Seed earlier, Steve. He was a sophomore on that team, and he got called for a block in the back when there was photographic evidence that he actually had his head in front of the tackler on that play. It would have gone for a touchdown. It would have tied the game up. And who knows what would have happened. I've always felt like that cost the Indians the LIC championship that year, because Alney held on to win that one 21-14, which was the score at the time.
Photographic evidence by you.
Well, I think Josh Winningham took the picture, but okay. It did run in our newspaper, yes.
All right, so it's the Alney Tigers and the Lawrenceville Indians getting set to do battle here. The Indians have played their first 2 games here. You might notice on the schedule that it says the Indians are scheduled to play here next week. That's incorrect. The Indians will make their first road trip of the year next week when they travel to Paris to meet the Tigers. Talking to Coach Chad Green about that, he says, yeah, that's not right. We don't have six home games and three road games. We've got five home games and four road games. And the first one comes up next week. The Indians will go to Paris to meet the Tigers in week number three.
Yeah, and Paris got off to a good start. I know they won fairly convincingly last week. I think they're going to be one of the two or three teams to beat in this conference, along with Red Hill and maybe Newton. So, it's just going to get harder as the season goes on for the Indians.
There for a long, long time, Paris was a doormat in the LIC. They had lost a lot of football games in a row, but then all of a sudden they started to get good players and a new coach, and all of a sudden they are very competitive, and as you said, could be one of the factors in the LIC. Well, it's the Indians and the Alney Tigers coming up here. I did have a chance to talk with Indian head coach Chad Green about this game and about preparations for it. We'll hear from the Indian head coach coming up in just a moment. This is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show, and you're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Alney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Alney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Well, Indians back at home for the second week in a row. They take on the Alney Richland County Tigers in Little Illini Conference play. We talked it over prior to the game with the head coach. And Coach, one game under your belts. How do you feel about that?
We needed that. The kids were nervous going in. They were young. But I told them that this week that we're not using that crutch anymore. They're varsity squad, whether they like it or not. So with getting that under the belt, you know, just getting those jitters out of the way, I think we're going to be better this week.
What did you learn about the squad last week?
Well, we learned actually how young we are. But like I said, I'm going to stop using that. I really am. There's some question marks, but I think we're better this week. We got two kids coming back in that were out last week. Two of our three seniors were out last week, so we got those two back this week. I think I feel better about this week.
How was the week of practice? Pretty good?
It was good. We were a little bit slumpy on Tuesday, but I think I'm used to that by now with Coach Wood being here with him. Tuesdays was always one of those days you had to deal with and get over that little hump there. Wednesdays were better, and hopefully today's really going to be good too, I hope.
What have you been working on this week?
Ourselves, just trying to get better in positions. We've got kids, like I said, we got the two seniors coming in that weren't there last week, so we're getting those guys familiar with the calls that we're making and whatnot. Not that they weren't already, but getting them reacclimated to what we were doing.
You know, I thought that for the first part of that game, until they wore you down, you guys played right with them.
Yeah, I think so too. We all agree to that. The one thing that really surprised me is the lack of penalties, but I think we attributed that to possibly being not as aggressive as we should be. We hung in there for a little bit, and they wore us down pretty good.
You did show the ability to move the ball, some on the ground and some via the rush. If you maybe put something together consistently, maybe you could keep the ball away from them.
That would be nice. It really would. We watched them on film. They look pretty good. They're a pretty tight group. They run mixed pretty good. So we're going to have to be on our toes and try to prepare as good as we could this week. So I think we're better.
How would you grade your quarterback Brandon in his first week of quarterbacking?
I thought he did well. He rushed a couple throws, and he didn't see some of his second and third reads that are there. But other than that, you know, he looked okay. This crew has been playing together since third grade, so it's really not a big question mark as far as him being able to. He's been doing it for a while now, and, you know, he's got the winning hand blood in him, which we've seen that here in the last couple of years, or last few years. So I think we'll be okay with him running the show.
Defensively, how do you think he looked?
He looked fine. As far as defensive week, you know, we gave up 49 points. I can't really say we have a whole heck of a lot to be proud of there. We're making adjustments from game to game. So whatever we can do to make stops, we're going to try and do.
Just tell me a little bit about Ollie. You mentioned a little bit earlier they were pretty good. They won their first game. Just your impressions of them and what they do.
The running back they got is pretty. He's pretty steadily. He put over 200 yards on the ground last Friday against Casey, and they run a similar defense to what we run. We kind of changed things up a little bit, trying not to give them the same look that they saw last week, and hopefully that'll throw a monkey in the wrench.
Offensively, what are you going to try to get done?
Run and pass. We try to mix things up. We're not stuck in one area. We want to try to keep defenses on their toes.
Are you guys healthy? I know that's a big concern with the lack of numbers that you have. How are you guys health-wise?
We are totally healthy this week going in. We didn't have anybody hurt. We had a couple that thought they were hurt last Friday, but turns out they weren't. They were tired, and they were wore out. But by the end of the game, the kids were all good. Had some cramps and whatnot like that. So, and that's usually one of our things on that very first game. They don't really realize the toll that a game takes on you. So they know now going in, like I said, we're not using the young group as an excuse anymore. They're a varsity group, so they're going to have to learn as they go here.
Kids played hard. I got to attribute that to your guys telling them that no matter what you do, go down swinging.
That's it. I mean, and we got rotor iron, man. We're going both sides of the ball. A lot of kids are playing both sides. I mean, that's punt return, special teams as well. So, they're going to have to get used to it. That's the way it's going to be all year.
Well, they say in coaching that the time between the first and second game is maybe when you learn the most, and we'll find out what you guys are made of here tonight.
Correct. You learn more from a loss than you do from a win, so we definitely got that.
Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
All right, back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football getting set here at Lowe Field as the marching Indians heading off the field, and the two ball clubs, the Olney Tigers and the Lawrenceville Indians still in the locker room. Good crowd on hand here, not only in the bleachers but across the way. You see the tailgaters over there. They're on the hillside, and hopefully they'll see an Indian contest here tonight, a competitive contest. And maybe an Indian win. But, again, the Indians are going to have to play very, very well in order to win this contest.
Yeah, let's take a minute here, Steve, and talk about the Tigers. They are under the direction of Matt Music. Matt is now in his eighth season, believe it or not, coaching Olney. He's 36-33 at Olney with last week's win over Casey. He started off 1-8 in 2011. His best season at Olney was the following year when he went 9-2 and they won a couple of games in the 4A playoffs. So Matt Music is the Olney coach. He's a good man, like our own coach. Talking about Olney again, last week Marshall kind of had a couple of standouts that hurt the Indians pretty bad. Well, go ahead.
All right, that's the pregame show. We'll talk more about the Olney Tigers as we get set for game time here. That's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103. We'll be back with the kickoff in a moment.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Back here at Low Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Indian football getting ready to start here. Both ball clubs gathered around their respective coaches. Chad Green for the Indians, clad in their red home uniforms with white numerals and white pants. And the Albany Tigers, Matt Music, clad in their traveling white uniforms with orange numerals and looks like gold helmets over across the way. Indian football, by the way, is brought your way by People's State Bank with mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank and Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville's banking center. No better banking. And WTHI-TV, depend on News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on.
Steve, I was talking about the Tigers a minute ago. They had a couple of standouts, much like Marshall did. Passing-wise, Dakota Brown connected on 13 of 19 passes for 156 yards and a touchdown, and they have a real workhorse running back, much like Siverly for Marshall. Gavin Dorn carried the ball last week 25 times, 206 yards. He scored three touchdowns, and that final score of 37-21 really wasn't that close. The Tigers at one point led that game 31-7 before Casey scored a couple of mop-up touchdowns.
So. Indians will receive to start this game. They're moving from my right to my left here as we view it at Loeb Field. Alney will kick off. Two men back deep for the Indians. One of them is Blaine Winningham, and the other is Damon Parkman. And here is the kick. It's a line drive taken by one of the Indian up men who falls to the ground at the 33-yard line. That's where the Indians will go, first and 10 at their own 33. Just underway here for just joining us. And the Indian offense will see the ball first.
That was Braden Sherman, Steve, who covered that kick for the Indians.
Brandon Winningham will be at the quarterback, the 5'10", 165-pound freshman. And he brings him off of the sidelines and out to the line of scrimmage. He has a man split to the left side, another man split, two men split to the right side. It's like a spread formation. Backs offset to both the left and the right of Winningham. And there's a snap to him. Wants to throw. Throws right side. Pass is caught. Caught to the 40-yard line and out of bounds over there. Caught by Parkman, looks like. Damon Parkman is a 6-foot, 185-pound junior. And a gain of about 7 yards. So it'll be second down and three. Nice little out route there to Parkman. And the Indians move the ball via the pass. Two men again split to the right side. Two split to the left. This time a single back in the backfield. And the spread formation. Back in, now a man in motion. Low snap. And Winningham under pressure. Going to be hit and driven down at the 30-yard line. A sack at the Indian 30 by the Tigers. That was all set up by a bad snap at low snap. And by the time Winningham could straighten up, he was snowed under by the white-clad Tigers, and it'll be third down and long. Those type of mistakes are things you cannot have happen if you're going to win football games, especially when you're limited offensively, as the Indians are.
Yeah, loss of six on that play.
Third down and nine now. 10:41 to go here in the opening quarter. Again, this time split to the left side, single man to the right side, back offset to the right. Winningham looks right, now throws to downfield, and the pass is incomplete. Incomplete. Intended out there for the receiver. That was Blaine Winningham. Knocked away, a good defensive play in the backfield by the Tiger. And so it's fourth down, and the Indians will have to punt. So after a good opening play, the Indians have a sack. That sets them back, and now they'll have to punt it away. Brendan Winningham stays in the game. He'll be the punter. Two men back deep for Albany to receive at about their own 30-yard line. On the long count, low snap. Winningham gathers it up, gets it away. A booming kick and taken at the 33-yard line. 35, 40. Skips away to the 45 and snowed under short of the 45 there. The return man is Quinn Miller, 5'9", 155-pound sophomore for the Albany Tigers. So the Tigers in pretty good field position to start their first drive of the night at their own 44-yard line. With 10:17 to go here in the opening quarter, we have no score. Here comes the Alney offense out onto the field. And they have two men split to the left side, a man to the right side. They give off to the running back off to the left side. And pounding forward, it's like Gavin Doran, I believe.
And he's the one who carried the ball all those carries last week.
And he picked up about 4 yards. It'll be second down and six at the 48, their own 48 for the Tigers. Again, two men spread to the left side. Now a man in motion to the left side. And we have flags on the field. Looked like one of the offensive linemen flinched as the Tigers were in the spread formation. Dakota Brown is the quarterback, 5'11", 165-pound senior, number seven. Illegal procedure against the Tigers sets him back, and now it'll be second down and long. Second and 11 from the 43. 9:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Man in motion to the left side. Here's another flag, and Brown throws, and the pass is incomplete, short in the flats. Intended out there for that's number eight out there.
Another false start on the Tigers, Steve. Let's see if the Indians take this.
Sutton Dunn, intended receiver. He's a 6'2", 205-pound senior. Pass incomplete. Talk it over with the Indian defensive captain out there. That is Brandon Blackwell. And they take the penalty, second down and long, as they mark the ball at the 37-yard line. The Alney 37, 9:40 to go here in the opening quarter. No score here. Indians had the ball, had to kick it away. Alney with their first possession of the evening. Trips to the left side, and a single man to the right side, and the spread formation. Dakota Brown at the quarterback, ready for play here. See what the Tigers want to do on this second and long situation. Snap back, they give off the right side to Gavin Doran, and Doran is snowed under by the Indian defense. Good play made in there by the Indians. And they stop him. It's third down and 11. Not much there on the running game. Again, trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Back offset to the left to Brown in the spread formation. Indians with a four-man front. Here's Brown wanting to throw. Looks, throws down the middle. Man is open, and it's caught. Caught in the secondary. Caught and into the end zone for a touchdown. Goes Caleb Foster. Foster, the 6'2", 175-pounder. He beat his man in the secondary, and Brown laid it out there. Foster gathered it in. It was just a matter of what the Indian defensive back was going to be able to bring him down. Could not. And a touchdown with 8:51 to go here in the opening quarter for the Tigers. And they take an early 6-0 lead.
Fifty-seven-yard
strike from Brown to Foster. And the Tigers lead by a score of 6-0. Let's see if they go for the extra point kick. They will, out of the old swinging gate formation. They're going to go for the extra point kick. Snap back, ball down. The kick is away. A line drive kick. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 8:51 to go, opening quarter here at Ed Loeb Field. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is only 7, Lawrenceville nothing. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Back here at Low Field, squib kick taken by Blaine Winningham. He circles back to the 15. He's up to the 20 and across the 20 to about the 21-yard line. And that's where the Indians will have it, first and 10 at their own 21-yard line with 8:46 to go here in the opening quarter. And it's 7-0 in favor of Alney. Indian football brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They cover you from head to toe. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy. And by Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville, your local family chiropractor.
Only scoring drive covered 56 yards, took 3 plays and a minute 26 off the clock. Touchdown pass, 57 yards to Foster.
Dakota Brown to Caleb Foster. Now the Indians back on offense. Trips to the left side, single man to the right. We have movement in the line of scrimmage on the defensive line. That might have been encroachment there. We'll wait and see. It was offsides, encroachment against the Tiger defense, and that'll give the Indians a free 5 yards, and they'll now have the ball at the 26, first and 5 from their own 26, with 8:46 to go here in the opening quarter, 7-0 Alney. Again, the spread formation. Winningham now looks to the sidelines. Had a little trouble, man, getting this play off. Play clock down to 6. And he's going to have to hurry. Now the back offset to the left side. And they give to the running back. Up the middle he goes, and not much there for the Indian ball carrier.
And it's Churchwell, I believe.
Brad Churchwell, 5'7", 145-pound freshman. And he got little, if any.
I'm going to call it 0.
Okay, no gain. So it'll be second down. And about 5. 8:19 to go here in the opening quarter. Trips again to the left side. Single man to the right side. Back offset to the right side. Winningham in the spread formation. Wants to throw. Now rolls to the right side. Looking, looking. Brings it down now. He's to the 30. Across the 30 to the 34-yard line. And may have the first down. Only had to get 5 yards. And he looks like he has that over near the Indian sideline. And the Tribe will have a first down as he moves the sticks across the way. First Indian first down of the night as they try to answer an early score by the Tigers. They lead 7-0. Indians shut out last weekend here. Clock moving to 7:52 to go in the opening quarter. This time trips to the right side. Single man to the left. Backs offset left and right. Low snap to Winningham. Gives it up the middle. And Churchwell again. This time he's wrapped up around the ankles for a loss of a couple of yards. It'll be second down and long.
Bradley Churchwell, the ball carrier.
Churchwell, as we mentioned, a freshman. A lot of freshmen in this Indian lineup. Only 3 seniors on the ball club. Guys learning as they go here on the field. It's been tough so far. Trips again to the right side. Single man to the left. Back offset to the left side in the spread formation. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback. Wants to throw. Looks right side. Throws to the side. Pass is incomplete. Incomplete. Intended out there for Lathan Chisholm. Number 28. Chisholm is a 5'10", 140-pounder. He's a junior.
Well defended by Brown, his counterpart there. The quarterback also playing in the secondary. And he did a good job stopping that play.
Third down and long for the Indians. Clock stopped on the incompleted pass with 7:06 to go here. Opening quarter, 7-0 Alney. See what the Indians want to do here on third down and long. Third and 12 from their own 37. Trips again to the right side. Single man to the left. Back offset to the left. The Indian quarterback in the spread formation. Here comes the blitz. And under pressure is Winningham. And he throws it away and incomplete. He was in the grasp of a defender, managed to throw it away.
Keaton Wegger Almost caught that ball for the Indians. I'm surprised there's not a flag for an ineligible receiver on that play, because it looked to me like he caught the ball or tried to catch it.
As it is, it'll be fourth down, and the Indians will have to kick it away again. So two offensive possessions for the Indians, and they go nowhere. And now Brendan Winningham stays in to punt, and Tigers have two men back at about their own 30-yard line to receive this Indian kick with 7 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. And Winningham gets the kick away, a line drive, and it bounces, taken at the 30-yard line. And down he goes there. Nice play by Parkman. Damon Parkman right on the return man for the Tigers. And that was Quinn Miller. Miller, 5'9", 155-pound sophomore for Alney, and Parkman, a good job down there. Tigers with the ball, 7-0 lead, with 6:51 to go here in the opening quarter. And they'll have the ball for the second time tonight. Indian football brought your way by Lawrence County Health Department, Complete Wellness, Body, Mind, and Community, and KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. Spread formation. Two men split to the right side, and there's a man in motion on the outside, one of the wide receivers, illegal procedure against the Tigers. Whereas we had very few penalties in the game last week, we've had a plethora of them here in this first quarter. We're not even done with it.
I don't think the Indians had any penalties last week. They don't have any tonight either. Alney's been penalized four times for 20 yards already, yet they're the only team that has a touchdown.
Again, the spread formation. Single man split to the left side, two split to the right. Spread formation with Dakota Brown at the quarterback. Wants to throw across the middle. Incomplete. Incomplete. Pass intended for Caleb Foster, who caught the touchdown pass. But good coverage by Blaine Winningham. And it'll be second down and long. Second and 15 for the Tigers from their own 25-yard line with 6:47 to go here in the first quarter of play. All right, this time the Tigers have single man to the left side, two split to the right, back offset to the left. Brown gives it to the running back up the middle, and he has a hole up across the 30 to the 32-yard line. We'll wait for him to unpile to see who that was. And
Dorn.
That was Gavin Dorn. Again, he's a sophomore, picked up about 2 or 3 yards. It'll be third down and long, third and 8 from the 32. 6:25 to go in the opening quarter. Only 7, Lawrenceville nothing. Man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Spread formation. Brown rolling to the right side. Throwing. The pass is caught. Caught at the 40-yard line to the 42 and very close to a first down. I think he has it. Pass caught by Peyton Blanton, the 5'11", 165-pound senior. And that's enough for a first down for the Tigers. Oh, another flag, looks like, from across the field.
Going to wipe that out.
Yeah, and going to be against the Alney Tigers. Another penalty against the Tigers. They pile them up here in this first quarter.
Yeah, that's already five, all of them for 5 yards. Five penalties for 25 yards in all. But, boy, they're really shooting themselves in the foot.
The old coaching cliche, shoot yourself in the foot.
They don't have any toes left.
Yeah. So it's now third down and long, third and 13 from the 27, their own 27 for the Tigers, leading 7-0. Spread formation, Brown rolling right side, wanting to throw long. He's looking for Foster again. He's open, incomplete. Incomplete, made a diving attempt on the sideline. Back there with him was Brandon Goble for the Indians, the 6'1", 135-pound junior. And that was just off the mark. Otherwise, they would have had another long completion. But as it is, it's fourth down. And the Tigers most likely will punt with 6:02 to go here in the opening quarter. And the Tigers with a 7-0 lead, they will punt. Back to punt is Quinn Miller for the Tigers. And Winningham, Blaine Winningham, and Parkman are at their own 40-yard line awaiting this punt. Here's the snap, another flag, and the flag is blocked! blocked and going to be picked up by the Indians, and he slides down at the 2-yard line. That is Brian Liskowski. Liskowski, the 6'10", 195-pound junior in there with the block.
Let's see what the flag is, Steve. I'm afraid the flag is against Nolley, they're saying. It's going to be first and goal for the Indians.
Liskowski had been able to keep his feet. He could have snapped that up and went in for the touchdown, but as it was, he slid down at about the 2-yard line, and the Indians will have it at the 2. Again, the penalty was against Olney, so the Tribe in good shape. First and goal at the Olney 2. It's 5:53 to go here in the opening quarter. So the Indians on the verge of getting their first points of the year. Illegal procedure against the Tigers. Wiped out. The Indians refuse, and now it's first and goal at the 2. First and goal at the 2.
Steve, well, we got a little bit here. Let's give a shout out to some of those Lawrenceville linemen. We've got Keaton Wager, a 6'3", 260-pound senior. He's in there. Braden Sherman's playing. He's a 6-foot, 235-pound freshman. Another freshman, our sophomore, Brogan Blagrave, 5'10", 265. And the other linemen are Jaden Miller and Liskowski.
First and goal. They mark it at the 1-yard line. First and goal at the 1. Ends in tight. Full house backfield. And now timeout wanted by the Indians. Timeout by the Indians. And that is a... timeout brought your way by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Timeout on the field by the Indians. 5:53 to go, opening quarter, 7-0 only. This is Indian football on Light 103.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Airy, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. The Indians in good position to score here. They have the ball after a block punt by Brian Liskowski. First and goal at the Olney 1. Indian football brought your way by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville, famous for that delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one either during the game or after the game? And Leggett Lumber and Hardware, everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. Indians, first and goal at the 1. Full house backfield ends in tight. Winningham up under center. On the long count, gives it up the middle, and burrowing forward, trying to get to the end zone, is a touchdown. Touchdown, Indians. Didn't see who that was. Bill, pile up down there. But a touchdown, a rushing touchdown for the Indians. Touchdown for the Indians. And they're on the board, trailing 7-6 here. And they'll go for 2. Indians going for 2 here, spread formation. Here's a man in motion to the right side. Winningham wants to roll to the right side, and we have flags on the play. Illegal procedure on the point after 2-point conversion attempt.
They're saying Daylon Parkman scored that touchdown. First touchdown of the season for the Indians. 54 minutes and 11 seconds into the season. We're on the scoreboard, Steve, and we might tie the game or take the lead.
All right. So the Indians won't be shut out here tonight. They're on the board with 6 points, try to take the lead here as they go for 2. Again, 2 men split to the left, single man to the right side, backs offset to the left and right on the 2-point conversion attempt. Here's Winningham rolling to the left side, wanting to throw to the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. But I think, yes, it is. Nice catch there by Blaine Winningham. He got his feet down in the corner of the end zone, both feet, and the Indians have the lead on the 2-point conversion. 5:49 to go here in the first quarter play on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Score now, Lawrenceville Indians 8, and the Albany Tigers 7. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Low Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 5:49 to go in the first quarter. Here's the Indian kick, a short kick taken by the up man at the 28-yard line. He's to the 30, to the 35, and knocked down short of the 40-yard line. That was number 21 on the return there. Levi Seitzinger, 6'1", 170-pound junior. And so the Indians have not only their first points of the year, but their first lead of the year. They lead 8-7 with 5:41 to go here in the opening quarter of play. So a blocked punt leads to an Indian score. And let's see how the Indian defense responds here against the Tiger offense. Spread formation. Man in motion to the right side. And here's a give off to the left side to the running back. Tripped up and down he goes to the 40-yard line for a minimal gain. That was Dorn again, and he picked up maybe a yard. No, they say no gain. So no gain for the Tiger running back. It'll be second down and 10. 5:20 and the clock moving here in the opening quarter. Tigers making substitutions on the offensive line and also at wide receiver. Two men split to the left side, two men split to the right. And empty backfield. Spread formation for Dakota Brown. And now we have a timeout wanted by the Tigers. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 5:04 to go. Opening quarter. Lawrenceville 8, Albany 7. This is Indian Football on Light 103.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. People State Bank understands that. They're local. They've been here for the long haul. Agriculture is a business that varies, like the weather. That's why you need a financial partner you can grow with, in good times and bad, weather or not.
People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103. The Indians leading the Albany Tigers 8-7. Glad you're with us on this Friday night. Indians and the Tigers here tonight. Indians and the Tigers of Paris at Paris next week. Again, the spread formation, empty backfield. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Now a man in motion to the left side. And they give to that man. That's Dorn to the outside. 40 to the 45. 50 down the sidelines. 40. And knocked down at the Indian 35-yard line. Big gain for Dorn on the sidelines. Got to the sidelines and got a good block. Tiptoed up those sidelines and got a first down inside of Indian territory to the 35-yard line. First down for the Tigers, the Albany Tigers, from there. They're Indian 35.
That'd be a gain of 25 yards on that play. He's now got 41 on the night.
Two men split to the right side. Single man to the left. Back offset to the left in the spread formation. Dakota Brown gives it now to the running back. That's Dorn. He's out to the outside to the 25. Burrows down to the 20-yard line. And that'll be enough for a first down. But there, I think there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, it came in the backfield, maybe in the area of holding.
So see what this is all about. Boy, we've had a bunch of penalties here in this first quarter of play. Keeping this at a snail's pace here.
All on the Tigers, though, Steve. That's going to be their sixth penalty. If it's a 10-yarder, it's going to be 35 yards on the night. And it's going to be a 10-yard penalty.
Indeed it is. That marks the ball back to the Indian 40-yard line.
So Dorn will get 5 yards rushing on that play. That's where the hold occurred. 10-yard penalty moves it back to the 40, where it's first and 15.
Spread formation, Brown on a delay, gives up the middle, and down he goes, the running back. In the hands of Parkman and others in there. That was Dorn again, and the Indians were right on him. Nice play there by the Tribe defense. So it'll be second down and even longer now as they lost 3 yards. Second and 18 from the Indian 43 with 4:03 to go in the opening quarter. Indians on top, 8-7. 3 men split to the left side, single man to the right. Brown wants to throw, looking left, throwing left. Pass is open out there to the 40-yard line. Spinning away, 35, down the sidelines, inside the 25. And down he goes, the wide receiver there. First down catch. For Alney. Nice play out there and a good run after the catch by the Tiger receiver. And they're at the 25 of the Indians with a first down. 3:38 to go here in the first quarter play. Brown signaling to the wide receivers. 3 men split to the right side, single man to the left, back offset to the right. They give to Dorn up the middle, burrowing forward, and he moves the pile to the 20-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about 5 yards. Well, it'll be second down and about 5.
Boy, Steve, he is a true workhorse. He's already carried it 8 times tonight for 48 yards. I think they're just going to keep feeding him the ball all night long. He had almost 30 carries last week.
Trips to the right side, single man to the left side, back offset to the left, Brown in the spread formation. Indians almost jumped, but they get back on side. Okay, now Brown looks to the sidelines, play clock at 9. Looks to his wristband where the plays are. Gives now, well, he throws, passes incomplete, intended on to Foster, a slant across the middle, and it's incomplete. So it'll be third down and 5 for the Tigers. Inside Indian territory, trying to take the lead. That's going to bring up a third down. .244 to go. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass.
Definitely the Tigers will go for it here if they don't pick it up on third down, down deep as they are.
Now Brown up under center. Gives off to the running back, Dorn. Up the middle he goes, burrowing forward inside the 15. And still on his feet. Inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Hard running there by Gavin Dorn. And he's got a first down. It'll be first and goal for the Tigers inside the Indian 10. Alney in a hurry up. 2 men split to the right side. Single back in the backfield. Other end in tight. Give up the middle to Dorn. He's run down from behind. And he's stacked up by a bunch of Indians at about the 5 or 6 yard line. May have gained 1, if that. And no gain, they say. So it'll be second down and goal from the 5 for the Tigers. Trailing 8-7 here with 2:10 to go in the opening quarter of play.
Actually, they're saying he lost a yard on that play, Steve. He'll be back to the 6, where it's second and goal.
2 men split to the right sides. Single man to the left. They pitch to the right side to Dorn, looking for blocking. He's to the 5, and driven down inside the 5 at about the 2 or 3 yard line. So with a minute 45 to go, Alney will be third down and goal. Inside the Indian 5 at the 4, they say. Third and goal from the 4. A minute 35 to go here in the opening quarter. The Indians leading by a scant 8-7 score. The Tigers are trying to change that here. Brown looks to the sidelines to Matt Music and his offensive staff for the play. 10 seconds on the play clock. Single man to the left side. Single man to the right side. 2 backs offset. Now a man in motion to the left side. They give to that man trying to cut up. And that is Peyton Blanton, and he is in for the touchdown. Blanton on a little mini sweep to the outside. He cut it to the inside and scores And Alney leads 13-8 with the extra point kick attempt coming up momentarily. So that time, Brown was under center, gave it off to the back. He was able to score. And the Tigers have the lead again at 13-8. Let's see what they want to do here. Maybe they'll go for two here.
I fully expect them to try to make up for the point they, the Indians' two-point conversion.
Yeah, they are going to go. Spread formation. Man in motion to the left side. Low snap, bad snap. Brown runs it down, and he is down. And so the extra point attempt is unsuccessful. 1:11 to go here in the first quarter of play. Score now here on the People's State Bank scoreboard from Edlow Field. Alney Tigers 13, Lawrenceville Indians 8. We're back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Low Field, Steve Anderson, Indian football on Light 103. Bill Richardson alongside, ready for the Tiger kickoff. They lead 13-8. Here's a kick, a line drive taken by the up man at about the 33-yard line to the 35, across the 40 to about the 43-yard line.
That was Brandon Goble, they're saying. 8-yard return for Goble.
So the Indians will have pretty good field position to start this drive with 1:06 to go here in the opening quarter, trailing now by 5, 13-8. 1:06 to go here in the opening quarter, an entertaining first quarter. It's been a long one because of numerous penalties on the Tigers, but the Indians are down by 5.
Only that last drive moved it 70 yards, 8 plays, took 4:39 on the clock, off the clock, with Blanton running in from 4 yards out.
Indian offense on the field. Two men split to the left, single man to the, or two men split to the right, single man to the left. They give up the middle. Not much there for the Indian running back. That's Brandon Blackwell. And he was wrapped up, the 170-pound senior.
Lost a yard on that play. That's his second rush tonight. Total of -1.
So second down and 11 for the Indians. A loss of 1 at the 40-yard line. Less than a minute to go here in the opening quarter. 13-8 Alney. Two men split to the right side. Single man to the left side. Backs offset left and right. Winningham wanting to throw on the short drop. Under pressure. Rolls away. Now brings it down. 40. He caught from behind. Ball loose. Ball loose on the field. Scramble for it, and the Tigers, I think, may have it. They do indeed. Ball stripped away from Brennan Winningham, trying to scramble away from pressure. Had it stripped away, and the Tigers come up with a turnover near midfield, just inside Indian territory at the 49-yard line. That's where they'll have it with 16 seconds to go here in the opening quarter of play.
I think that's just the third turnover of the season for the Indians, Steve. Last week they fumbled it away once, and Winningham threw one interception. So three turnovers through five quarters is not that bad.
All right, so the Tigers with the ball back.
Hey, you got a football jersey.
13 and 8. Right, spread formation. Here is a rollout to the right side, and pass by Brown is caught. Caught at the 37-yard line. Miller with the catch. Quinn Miller for the Tigers. He picked up good yardage, about 7 yards, as the first quarter comes to a close. on the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of one quarter here at Edlow Field. It's the Lawrenceville Indians trailing the Alney Tigers, Alney 13, Lawrenceville 8. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Alney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Alney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Mr. Friendly states, do it best. We've got the deals on a huge selection of products, like our finest paint, best look paint and primer in one, and ultra-premium interior paint that offers excellent performance in hide, stain resistance, and scrubability. Easy application and cleanup. This product can be applied directly to previously painted surfaces and or uncoated drywall without a primer, making your project quick and hassle-free. Choose best look paint and primer in one at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Get it at Leggett.
Back here at Lowe Field, Indians trailing 13-8 as we begin the second quarter play. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. And the Alney Tigers on the offense here. They give to Dorn, piles up out the sidelines, sees to the 20, inside the 10, dives out of bounds. Inside the 10, the first and goal for Alney. That guy is really tough, Gavin Dorn. Solid run by him. Got to the outside, trying to arm tackle him. And that's not going to be done. So it's first and goal. They mark the ball at the Indian 9. First and goal at the 9. So the Tigers poised to add to their lead here. Man split to the right side. And to the left side, backs offset. Spread formation for Brown. Gives up the middle and nothing there. But maybe a yard or two gained to the 8-yard line. Peyton Blanton that time on the carry for Alney. 5'11", 165-pound senior.
Dorn has carried about 12 times tonight for 92 yards. He's on his way to a big night.
Gave him a break on that last play. Two men split to the left side. And a single man to the right side. Back offset. Brown wants to throw. Throws left side. Pass tipped and incomplete. Incomplete. So it'll be third down and goal from the 8 with 11-11 to go here in the second quarter of play.
Now, Steve, you got to wonder if the Tigers can't convert this, if they don't score on a touchdown on this third down play, will they send a field goal kicker out? He looked pretty good on that extra point, and 16-8 would be an 8-point lead, which would be fairly significant.
Let's see if the Indian defense can hold here on this third down play. Third down and 8 from the Indian 8, third and goal. Spread formation. Indian showing pressure. Brown rolling left side. Throws. Pass is caught for a touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Gathered in by Sutton Dunn. Dunn from Brown from 8 yards out. And the Tigers add to the lead. It's 19-8 now with 11:05 to go here in the second quarter play. Brown to Dunn. And the fumble is turned into points by the Tigers. And let's see what they want to do here. Looks like they're going to go for the extra point kick. Kicker is Florian Flaig. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up, a line drive kick. This one is no good. No good. Off and underneath the crossbar and off to the left side. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 11:05 to go, second quarter, Alney 19, Lawrenceville 8. You're listening to Indian football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Indians trail 19-8 here. Indian football brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville. Their family serving your family and the Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of the Ambrall FCU.
Touchdown drive for the Tigers, Steve. 51 yards and four plays. Took a minute 11, and here we go with the kickoff.
Tigers kicking off. Here it is, a high end over end boot. Blaine Winningham takes it at the 10. He's to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and dropped at the 32-yard line. That's where the Indians will go, first and 10 from their own 32. Clock stop with 10:59 to go, second quarter. 19-8, Alney. So the fumble, as we said before, leading to an Alney touchdown, and they have an 11-point lead. Indian offense gathered around the coaching staff on the sidelines. Let's see if they can get something going here. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right. Backs offset left and right. Spread formation for Brendan Winningham. Snap to him. Wants to carry. Wants to throw now. Throws. Pass is incomplete. Tried to hit Lane over on the far sideline, but laid him too far. Incomplete. He would have had a first down had he been able to gather it in. As it is, second down.
Winningham now 1 out of 5 for 7 yards. And Steve, the Indians have 14 yards in total offense to this point.
Yeah, their score was set up by a block punt. They only had to go a yard to get that score. So nothing offensively here tonight. Trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Back offset. To the right side, Brendan Winningham in the spread formation. On the long count, wants to throw. Throws across the middle, pass is caught. Caught. And that was, wait to see who that is. It's Parkman with the catch. Damon Parkman, the junior, picked up 12 yards and an Indian first down. Nice little slant pass there. And a first down to the Alney, to the Indian, I should say, 45-yard line with 10:40 to go. Here in the second quarter, 19-8, Alney. Again, men split left and right. Backs offset left and right. Low snap. And Winningham is going to be snowed under in the backfield. Low snap again, causing problems there and a loss of yardage. We lose about 3 yards. So it'll be second down and 13. 10:16 to go here in the second quarter. Indians working on a quick pace here. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side of Brendan Winningham in the spread formation. Now a man in motion to the right side is Parkman. They give it to him, trying to sweep to the outside. He's to the 45. Original line of scrimmage and knocked down there. Got back some of the lost yardage, but it'll be third down and long. Third down on about 9 at the 46, their own 46 for the Indians with 9:52 to go here in the second quarter. Third down and long. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the right side, spread formation. Alney showing pressure up front. Winningham dropping straight back. Throws a screen across the middle. Incomplete. Too much loft under the ball. Try to hit Blackwell on the screen. Incomplete. Fourth down. And most likely the Indians will punt. Alney with the punt return team coming onto the field. And the Indians will kick it away. They had it set up. Brendan Winningham just put too much air under it and overshot the receiver, Blackwell. Fourth down. Indians will kick it away. Two men back deep for the Tigers at about their own 20-yard line to receive this kick. And Brennan Winningham. Snap to him is low, but he gets it away. Line drive kick. Takes a bounce inside the 20. And he'll be downed by the Indians at the 15-yard line. The only 15. 9:37 to go here in the second quarter. 19-8. Only Tigers. Indian football brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BEST-WAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. Only Tigers with a 19-8 lead with the ball. 9:37 to go, second quarter. Dakota Brown brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Man split to the left, two split to the right side. And a give up the middle to the running back. Came up off the ground there is...
So Dorn again.
Yeah, Dorn. He is a workhorse.
Steve, I know that football doesn't weigh much, but he's going to be tired in the morning.
Picked up about 3 yards, second down and seven. 9:17 to go, second quarter. Indian showing pressure up front. Spread formation. Brown gives off. No, he keeps it himself to the left side. 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 40, 35. Down the sidelines. And he's going to go in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Dakota Brown on the quarterback keeper. Good fake to the inside to Dorn. Kept the ball himself. Stuck it in the belly of the back, then brought it back out. Went down the sidelines for a long touchdown.
That's an 82-yard run.
82-yard score with 8:59 to go here in the second quarter. And it's 25-8 in favor of Alney. With the extra point attempt coming up, and we'll see what they want to do here. It looks like they're going to kick. Extra point kick coming up here. '84, the kicker there. That's Yuri Carnaza, senior. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 8:59 to go, second quarter. Score now reads only 26, Lawrenceville 8. Back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sippet in Lawrenceville has recently added French fries, cheesy fries, jalapeno poppers, and fried pickles to its growing menu. Did you know that Sippet now has an app that allows you to conveniently place an order by phone or tablet? It's true. They also encourage you to visit Sippet on Facebook and find their daily lunch special. Then hit like so that you can receive the latest news from Sippet. Sippet on James Street in Lawrenceville. Open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Back at low field, here's the Alney Tiger kickoff. High end over end kick taken by Parkman at about the 20-yard line. He's at the 25 to the 30, 35, 40. Guys across the 40-yard line to about the 42-yard line. And that's where the Indians will have it, first and 10. At the 42, their own 42, 8:52 to go till the half. And it's Alney 26, Indians 8.
That last scoring drive, Steve, was a quick one. 84 yards, two plays, took 38 seconds off the clock, and of course the quarterback ran the last 82 of those yards, basically untouched down the left sideline.
Dakota Brown.
Yeah, well-designed, well-executed football play.
Dakota Brown for the Tigers. Indians facing an uphill battle here. 8:52 to go as they come onto the field offensively. Two men split to the left side. And two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Now a man in motion is Parkman. Here's Winningham rolling to the right side. Now can't find anybody open. Brings it down and tries to get what he can. May have got back to the line of scrimmage. Down at the 40-yard line. So no gain basically there. It'll be second down and long. Not much time to throw there. Whittingham trying to roll away from the pressure, but Tigers doing a good job of tracking him down from the inside. Second down and 10. 8:20 to go, second quarter. Blaine Whittingham splitting to the left side, trips to the right side, backs offset to the left and right of the Indian quarterback in the spread formation. Here's a give up the middle, and burrowing forward is the Indian running back. Bradley Churchwell with the carry. Churchwell, a 5'7", 145-pounder. Third down and a manageable 6 yards. 7:42 in the clock moving here in the second quarter play. Indians trailing by 18, 26-8. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Spread formation, back offset to the right side of the Indian quarterback. Wants to throw to the left side. Wants to throw, throws downfield, and it's intercepted. Intercepted at the 40-yard line. Kind of a lame duck throw there. Not much speed on it. Up in the air and intercepted, I think, by 21, Levi Seitzinger. 6'1", 170-pounder, a junior. So an interception. Brennan Whittingham by the Tigers. They have the ball. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line with 7:17 to go in the second quarter. And already a 26-8 lead. And the Tigers up to the line of scrimmage. Now we have a timeout wanted by the Indians. This is an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 7:17 to go, second quarter. Only 26. Lawrenceville 8. You're listening to Indian football on Light 103.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Glad you're with us on this Friday night for Indian football. Indians trail 26-8.
Steve, the Indians have turned the ball over twice tonight. They turned it over, I believe, one time last week. But still, to this point in the season, we played almost six quarters of football, 5.5 quarters of football. They've yet to be penalized.
Indians on defense against this only offense. Brown wants to throw. Drops straight back, throws across the middle, wide open, and caught. Caught inside the 35-yard line. Caught by Peyton Blanton, the 5'11 senior. He was open, and he kept his feet. He might have gone for a score. As it was, he stumbled and got to the Indian 36-yard line. Well, it'll be first down from there. Brown straight back with a completion. Trips to the left side. Brown looking left. Throwing across the middle. And the same play. Pass is caught. Caught, and there goes the receiver into the end zone. Miller for the touchdown. Quinn Miller. Pass across the middle. A couple of Indian defenders bumped each other off of him. And Miller goes in for the score at the 6:56 mark. And that increases the Tiger lead to 32-8. Here in the second quarter of play. They went right back to the middle of the field. With success this time to Miller, and he scores, and the lead is increased by the Tigers to 32-8. And the Tigers will attempt the extra point kick coming up here. Yuri Karnaza. So here comes the extra point attempt by the Tigers. Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. 6:56 to go, second quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Only 33, Lawrenceville 8. Back in a minute, this is Indian football on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Back here at Low Field, Steve Anderson, Indian football on Light 103. Bill, what you got?
A scoring drive for the Tigers that time, Steve. Covered 60 yards, just two plays. Took 21 seconds off the clock. Pushes the lead to 33-8.
Ready for the Tiger kickoff. Here it is. High end over end kick. Parkman takes it at the 20-yard line. He's to the 25. Bounces off one man to the 30. 35, 40, 45, 50 midfield and bumped out of bounds. Yeah, the Indian bench. It's a good field position there and a nice return by Parkman. Damon Parkman, a junior, 6 foot, 185 pounder. And a first down for the Indians at midfield. See if they can do something with it with 6:46 to go here in the second quarter, trailing 33-8. Indians offense comes to the middle of the field now from the sidelines. Spread formation, two men split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Spread formation, Brennan Winningham gives it off the left side to the running back Blackwell. Brandon Blackwell got a yard, maybe lost a yard there. Let's see where they mark it. I'm going to give him the line of scrimmage.
Give him a yard on that.
Yeah, they did give him a yard. A generous yard there. Bill, I've always said that spotting of the football in high school is an inexact science.
I can tell some stories, but...
Yes. The old eyeball rule. Single man split to the left side, two split to the right, spread formation, backs offset. Winningham wanting to throw, throws across the middle, pass is caught. Caught for a first down, very close. Nicely done there. Catch made Ryan Schultz. Ryan Schultz, a 6'1", 195-pound freshman. And the pass for a first down to the Olney 40-yard line. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. Indians down 33-8. But in Olney territory at the 40-yard line. Blaine Winningham split to the left side. Two men split to the right, backs offset left and right in the spread formation. Brendan Winningham wanting to throw, short drop, pumps once, rolls right side, throws to the middle, and the pass is intercepted. Intercepted by the Tigers. That's Blanton, Peyton Blanton with the pick, and he's down at the 26, 27-yard line of the Indians. Again, a too much error in that pass, Bill. You're going to throw it up there. You got to throw it with a little conviction. And Olney was waiting for that ball to come down in the second pick of the night for the Indian quarterback. Stops the clock with 5:29 to go here in the second quarter of play. And the Olney offense back on the field. They've scored quickly the last couple of times they've had the ball. Spread formation, Dakota Brown. Man in motion to the right side. Brown to the left side, pitches it out to Adorn. He's to the 30, 35, 40. Dives forward to the 45-yard line. back here at Lowe Field. Pass was complete by the Tigers. Pass inside Indian territory to the 48-yard line with 5 minutes, 1 second to go. Clock moving here in the second quarter, 33-8. Tigers trying to take advantage of the turnover by the Indians, the interception. And they have it second down and about three. Here's Brown wanting to roll, rolling, throwing it long downfield. Man, open out there. Now incomplete as Blaine Winningham got back there and knocked it away from the intended receiver. That was Sutton Dunn out there. Third down and three. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass with 4:40 to go here in the second quarter.
Real quick, Steve, Dorn's carried 14 times for 114 yards on his way to a big, big night.
Two men split to the left side, single man to the right. Spread formation. Brown, Corone gives it to the running back of the middle. Ball's loose. Scramble for it. I think the Tigers got it. It took a fortuitous bounce and went right to an Olney Tiger lineman who downed it very close to the first down sticks. And it is a first down for the Tigers. How about that?
It's 10 first downs for Olney tonight. Six on the ground, four through the air.
So a first down for the Tigers at the Indian 43-yard line, 4:26 to go here in the second quarter play. Spread formation. Here's Brown wanting to throw. Throws left side. Pass is tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by the Indians. Blaine Winningham. Tipped ball and right into the hands of the Indians. Winningham. Blaine Winningham, junior, 6'265-pounder. Johnny on the spot. And a pickoff for the Indians. I think the first Indian interception of the season, if my memory serves me correctly. So the Indians have it first and 10 at their own 44-yard line on the interception.
Check that. That was intercepted by number 16.
Blaine Winningham. 4:16 to go here in the second quarter play. So an interception by the Tigers. Gives the Indians the football. Let's see if they can do something with it here. Two men split to the left. Now a man in motion to the right side. They give back to the left side. And up the middle, good running back. Rude there to the midfield marker. That was Brandon Blackwell again. Off the left side, some good blocking in there. He spun and got close to midfield. Going to be a little shorter midfield. Well, they say at midfield, at the 50-yard line. So it'll be second down and about four from there. 6-yard pickup. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter play. Spread formation. Backs offset left and right of Brennan Winningham. And gives it up the middle. And there is the running back into Olney territory. Snowed under by the white, orange, and gold-clad Tigers. Parkman, I think, was the carry. Yes, it was Parkman. He got close to the first down. He's a yard short with third down and one. 3:25 to go here in the second quarter play. Indians trailing 33-8, trying to take advantage of an interception. This time, ends are in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Give to the third man through, and nothing doing there for the running back. That was Parkman again. And he was knocked down well short of the first down. It'll be fourth down and a long two. 2:55 to go, I'm sure. Four down territory for the Indians here. 2:50 to go here in this second quarter play. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Back offset to the right side. Winningham in the spread formation wants to throw. Throws long down the right sidelines. And the pass is incomplete. And almost a spectacular catch there by Blaine Winningham. He was well covered, double teamed. Ball knocked away. That was on fourth down. And so the Indians do not convert. And Alney takes over, first and 10. They're in good shape at their own 48-yard line with 2:20 to work with and a 33-8 lead. So unfortunately, the Indians could not get the first down. So Alney gets the ball back. Let's see what Dakota Brown and his Alney Tiger teammates want to do. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left. Spread formation. Brown fakes, throws to the sidelines, passes caught. Caught and out of bounds inside Indian territory to the 45-yard line. Caught there by Sutton Dunn. Sutton Dunn with the catch. Alney quickly up to the line of scrimmage in the hurry up. They've got two timeouts left, 2:14 to go in the quarter. They're wanting to move quickly. Here's Brown throwing to the right side. Pass is caught out there by the receiver. Parkman drags him down, and down he goes. It might give him forward progress as he was knocked back by Parkman. Going to be giving progress. Looks like to the 50-yard line. Looks like an Indian is down on the field. 1:59 to go here in the second quarter. Time for an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 1:59 to go, second quarter. Alney 33, Lawrenceville 8. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Back here at Edlow Field, Damon Parkman able to walk off the field under his own power. Looks like he might be suffering from cramps here as we get close to the half. Third down for the Tigers. Third and 8 from midfield. Alney already on top, 33-8. Spread formation. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left. Brown wants to pitch it to the outside to Dorn, and down the sideline he goes. He's to the 30, 40, 35, and inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line. And another first down for the Tigers. As Gavin Dorn able to get out of bounds, stop the clock with a minute 52 to go.
Gain of 20 on the play. He's now up to 134 yards on 16 carries.
Trace Foster on the stop for the Indian defense. Alney again, spread formation. Brown wants to throw. Throw long down the sidelines. And the pass is incomplete in the end zone. Intended out there for Tiger receiver. I think that was Sutton Dunn out there. Well covered by the Indians' Drevin Sanders. Actually, that's 28 Latham Chisholm. I stand corrected. Saw the 8 on his jersey. Second down and 10 from the 32. Alney leading 33-8. At the Indian 32-yard line. Spread formation. Brown wanting to throw. Looking left side. Now rolls right side. Heads to the sidelines. Out of bounds. Stopping the clock with a minute 31 to go in the second quarter. Laskowski chased him out. Brian Laskowski had a solid game for the Indians on defense last week. Came up with the blocked punt earlier in this first half. It set up the Indian score from the only one. Third down and 10 for the Tigers from the Indian 32-yard line. A minute 32 to go here in this second quarter of play. 10 on the play clock. Only with plenty of time. Brown with a back offset to the left side. Brown rolling. Now looking to throw. Rolling away from pressure. Down the sidelines he goes. He's to the 35, to the 30, and out of bounds. Inside the 30-yard line. Looks like he's about the 25-26. Picked up about 6 yards.
It's become a apparent to me on the last couple of plays. See, he doesn't really like getting hit. He likes to run out of bounds.
Trying to save time, stop the clock. Fourth down for the Tigers, four down territory with a 33-8 lead. They'll go for it here. Matt Music. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right side. Spread formation, back offset. Here is Brown wanting to throw. Throws to the left side. It's caught. Caught for a first down inside the 10. And dragged down is the receiver. That's Caleb Foster. He's had a big first half. Foster with a first down catch inside the Indian 10 to the 8. First and goal from there with a minute 12 to go here in the second quarter of play. Tigers on the march here, trying to add to their 33-8 lead here before halftime. Clock running, a minute to go. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left side. Spread formation, Dakota Brown wants to roll to the right side, looking. Now skips away from one man, throws to the sidelines. The pass is caught. Caught for a touchdown. Touchdown. Caught out there by Dunn. Sutton Dunn with a touchdown from, what, 8 yards out?
Yes, 8-yard touchdown pass.
And Alney extends the lead with less than a minute to go here in the second quarter, 39-8, with the extra point attempt coming up here by Carnaza, Yuri Carnaza. So Alney once again scores, and they'll try to add to the lead. Here's the extra point kick. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 45.9 seconds to go till the half. Score now reads Alney Tigers 40, Lawrenceville Indians 8. Back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
If you or a loved one needs personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperian Care Bridgeport. Aperian Care services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, RT and pain management. Plus, we provide all of the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperian Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Back at Lowe Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103. Indians on the short end of a 40-8 score.
Touchdown drive, 52 plays, 52 yards, 6 plays, a minute 35.
Here's the kickoff, Winningham, Blaine at the 11-yard line to the 15, to the 20, to the 25. Knocked down short of the 25. Well, they give him the 25, that's where the Indians will go. First and 10 at the 25. With 38 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and a 40-8 deficit staring the Indians in the face here. The Tigers have had a quick strike offense here in this second quarter. They led 13-8 after one quarter play, and they've extended the lead here with 27 points in this quarter. Here comes the Indian offense out on the field. See what Chad Green wants to do, the head coach, with 38 seconds to go and down 40-8 in your own territory at the 25. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Looks like ends are in tight and full house backfield. Give to the running back off the left side, and he's burrowing forward, but nothing happening there for the Indian running back.
Is that Churchwell?
Yep, 36. That is Brandon Blackwell, actually.
Absolutely. He's carried 6 times for 3 yards. With any luck, Steve, they'll just let the clock run out. They don't have to snap the ball again with 15 seconds to play. And it looks like they're just going to, well, as I say that, they break the huddle.
10 seconds to go. Might not get a playoff here. Ends in tight. Cool House backfield. Indians are going to just let the clock run out. That's the end of the second quarter of play. We're here at halftime on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Halftime at Loeb Field. Score, Alney Tigers 40 and the Lawrenceville Indians 8. We are back with the halftime show, the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bob's Pizza halftime show. In a minute, you're listening to Indian football on Light 103.
More of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our 6 locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
I'm back. It's me, Potho. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go. Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
Back here at Edlow Field, I'm Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103. Indian marching band entertaining here at halftime. 40-8 is the score. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report. Bill Richardson alongside has some numbers on this first half.
Well, you mentioned the band though, Steve, and I gotta say, they've got more members than I've seen here probably ever. Sound real good. They're playing the music of Queen at halftime, and my hat's off to them. It's their fourth band director in as many years, and those kids work hard just like all the athletes do, and give them a little kudos. They're sounding really good tonight. The halftime numbers, to put it bluntly, are pretty ugly. The Indians have 10 yards in total offense compared to 425 yards in offense for the Alney Tigers. The Indians have rushed the ball 15 times for 19 yards. I'm sorry, for a negative 19 yards. They got negative 19 on the ground. Through the air, Winningham has connected on 4 of 11, been picked off twice for 29 yards. Leading rusher for the Tribe appears to be Parkman. He's carried 4 times for 7 yards. Olney has rushed it 21 times for 40 yards. Through the air, the quarterback, Brown, is 11 out of 19, been intercepted once. He has 185 yards passing. Again, 425 yards in total offense for the Olney Tigers. First downs, 13 for Olney, 3 for the Indians. The only area that really, Steve, had Olney not killed itself, however you want to say that, with penalties, it could be even a bigger lead. The Indians have yet to be penalized tonight. I don't think they've been penalized all season. Good on them for that. Tonight, the Tigers have penalized 6 times for 35 yards, 5-yard penalties and a 10-yarder. So the numbers just would indicate what the score might be, which is 40-8.
So the Tigers have been able to move it on the ground and via the air, and they have a big lead here at halftime, 40-8. We'll be back, talk more about this game, and also Bill will have his featured team of the week coming up. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103. This is the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report. It is the Olney Tigers leading the Indians 40-8, and Bill has a look at our featured team of the week.
Yes, Steve, last week we talked about the 1929 Indians who went undefeated at 8-0. I'm going to talk about the most recent Lawrenceville High School football team. Actually, at that time, it was called the Lawrenceville Township High School. This was 1955 when the Indians were 9-0. They completed the school's 5th undefeated season in school history, and it hasn't been done again. That team, at that time, the big rivalry with Lawrenceville was the Carmi Bulldogs. Now, Carmi had defeated the Indians in both 53 and 54, but those losses, those were not conference games because Carmi did not join the NEC until 1955. And in that season, Lawrenceville, in the second week of the season, got the big win against Carmi 21-6. Later, they beat Salem by only a point, 19-18, their closest game of that year. Other wins are over Newton, 38-19, Olney 14-6, Flora 26-7, Mount Carmel 13-6, Fairfield 48-13, and they close it out with a 49-0 win over the rival Bridgeport Bulldogs. That team, Steve, we know a few guys off that team. There's a guy running around town here named Don Goff. I know he's a friend of yours and mine. He was a member of that team. They ran from the T formation in 1955, Jack Cole and Dee Smith were the main running backs, but they also had a bruising fullback named Dick Howe. Dick's in the Lawrenceville High School Sports Hall of Fame, as is the quarterback on that team, Bob Rousey, who threw quite a few TD passes to his favorite receivers, Alan Gosnell, who went on to play basketball at the University of Illinois, and Nolan Stivers. So, again, the 1955 Indians, most recent team in Lawrenceville High School history to finish undefeated. They finished that season 9-0.
Wow. So Don Goff was on that team, huh?
Don Goff, yeah. Not every time I see him, but from time to time we'll start talking about some of the great football teams in Indian history. And he'll always remind me that his team was the last that finished with a zero at the end of the record.
And that team is in the Lawrenceville Hall of Fame?
Yes, it was the first football team inducted.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Bill, I know that we're coming up on the induction of the Hall of Fame this year. Just talk about the who's being inducted this year and when it is.
The Hall of Fame ceremony will be October 6th in the high school gym. That's on a Saturday night of the homecoming game. As of right now, we're receiving ballots in the mail.
Okay.
We do not know who the inductees will be as of yet. That should be out here in the next week or 10 days, and we're looking forward to announcing that class.
All right, so that's coming up, homecoming in October this upcoming season. Well, the marching Indians are still out front here serenading the fans, and the little girls are out on the field. We're here at halftime, and it's the Awley Tigers 40, the Lawrenceville Indians 8. Bill, the Indians are going to have a lot of work to do in the second half. Haven't showed the propensity to score. They haven't had an offensive drive here. Their score was set up by a blocked punt. They had to go a yard to get in for the score, and they're just going to have to get something going offensively. And unlike last week, the Indians this week have hurt themselves with turnovers.
Yeah, they've had a couple of turnovers here tonight. I don't think they had any in the first half last week. Again, no penalties on the Indian. That's good. And they have been able to get into the end zone. You know, even though they were giving the ball down on the one-yard line, sometimes it can be difficult to pick up even a yard against a defense like Awley. So hats off to the Indians for getting that first score of the season. Again, I think a good goal tonight, Steve. Awley's going to get the ball first. But it'd be a good goal for tonight, I think, would be to keep the 40-yard clock not running. The Indians can probably give up one touchdown. I don't think Awley would go for two to make it a 40-point lead. So Awley's probably going to have to score twice to get the clock running, and I think it'd be a good objective to try to keep that from happening tonight.
All right. Awley led 13-8 after one quarter play, and they really went to work in that second quarter, scored some quick touchdowns, and scored 27 points, and they have a 40-8 lead here at the half. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bob's Pizza Halftime Report. We're here at halftime at Loeb Field, and the score is the Awley Tigers 40 and the Lawrenceville Indians 8. We're back with the second half kickoff in a few moments. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Airy, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press 1, press 2.
Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103. Only Tigers lead the Lawrenceville Indians here. 40-8. Indian football, by the way, is brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Local medical professionals caring for local people. By Loeb Oil. Loeb Oil, family-owned and privately held gas and oil exploration and production company. Loeb Oil in business for over 70 years. And also by Gray's Restaurant in Bridgeport, selling some of the finest steaks and fried fish for over 70 years.
Steve, they're going to put 3 more minutes on the clock when the guys get loose. I see a guy over there on the other sideline. He's adding up his stats and looking at his notes. It's Josh Brown. He's a contemporary of mine. He's a sports writer with the Olney Daily Mail. He's in his second year of writing sports for the paper after a fairly long radio career, Steve. And he is the nephew of a friend of yours and ours, yours and mine, the late, great Joe Jones. And it's great to see a relative of Joe, his nephew, following him into the business. We miss him every day. He's been gone since October 13th, 2000. And it's good to see Josh Brown over there taking notes and keeping stats.
Yeah, great guy. Joe was a great guy to hang around with, talk sports with. Lived and died with the Indians, as did we all. But he is dearly missed. Well, it's an uphill struggle again for the Indians. Trailing big here at the half, 40-8. Trying to get something together. And just haven't been able to do anything here. Only had 133 yards in offense last week. Less than that this week.
Yeah, I think it was... I got to look at my notes again here real quick, but... Yeah, they have 10 yards in total offense, and they've given up already 425. So I don't know how many Marshall had last week. I think it was less than 500.
459.
Yeah, only on the way to surpassing that quite easily.
All right, again, the Indians are here tonight. This is the second game of the young season here at home. They'll be on the road for the first time next week. We'll make the long trip north to Paris to meet the Paris Tigers. Paris in action tonight in the Little Illini Conference. We didn't mention the other games in the LIC tonight. Paris is playing at Casey tonight. Marshall is at Flora. Non-conference play finds the Newton Eagles playing at Sullivan, Illinois. Again, the Indians will make their first road trip to Paris next week. So we'll hit the road north. It'll be the Tigers of Olney here this week and the Paris Tigers next week.
It'll be the first time for you and I think at that new stadium. I've never been there. You may have been there a couple years ago.
A couple of years ago, we were up there, and the Indians won in thrilling fashion. R.J. Nelms with a touchdown reception in the final moments from Bryce Winningham. Indians beat Paris. Paris was embroiled in a long losing skid in football then. They thought they had it won, but the great Bryce Winningham able to move the ball down the field, and R.J. Nelms with a touchdown catch in the end zone gave the Indians the win. And that's the last time the Indians were in Paris, a winning trip there. Well, both ball clubs gathered around their head coaches ready for the second half of action. Olney will get the ball first. Glad you're with us. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Indian football on Light 103. Wish we had better news for you here, but Indians just... not doing enough here to win this contest. And they trail big time, 40-8. Indian football brought your way by Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. They're under new local ownership, and they're committed to offer the best quality and service to Lawrence County, and by Aparian Care in Bridgeport, providing a personal level of care that goes beyond the post-hospital rehabilitation and the long-term skilled nursing care. Indians tee it up on the field, and kicking it off for the Tribe will be Jaden Miller. He is a 5'10", 230-pound sophomore, only with two men back deep at about their own 20-yard line. Here we go with the second half. High end-over-end kick taken by the up man at the 25 to the 30 to the 35. Spinning away, now knocked back inside the 35, falls forward to the 35-yard line. And making that reception, number 22, Peyton Blanton, 5'11", 165-pound senior for the Alney Tigers. So Alney on the offense, leading 40-8. See what Dakota Brown and his teammates want to do. They've been dominant here. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. Here's Brown keeping in himself. Up the middle he goes. Now to the outside. He's to the 40-yard line and driven down there. Picked up about 5 yards on first down. Second down and 5 from their own 40. Just underway here in the third quarter. 11:36 to go in it. Again, the Tigers up to the line of scrimmage. In split left and right. Spread formation, now a man in motion to the left side. Brown wants to throw to the left side, does out there in the flats, and a big run, 50, 40, 35 down the sidelines and into the end zone for the touchdown, Caleb Foster. Caleb Foster with a touchdown catch. He's got multiple touchdown catches here tonight.
That was a 60-yard play.
And Alney leads 46-8. We'll see what they want to do with regard to the extra point here. And there is a Indian player down on the field near the 15-yard line. Might be another case of cramping here. Looks like the Tigers are going to kick here.
Somebody owes me a soda pop.
Yes, indeed they do. This timeout brought your way by Ambrol Federal Credit Union. 30-second break. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Low Field, the injured Indian is number 73, Logan Angle. He's a freshman, 6'1", 205-pound freshman, able to walk under his own power off the field. Good to see. Extra point kick coming up here by Carnaza, Yuri Carnaza of the Tigers. Out of the hold of Dakota Brown. Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, kick is high, and the kick is good. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 11-11 to go, third quarter. Alney 47, Lawrenceville 8. Back with the Tiger kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. People's State Bank understands that. They're local. They've been here for the long haul. Agriculture is a business that varies, like the weather. That's why you need a financial partner you can grow with in good times and bad, weather or not.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, We leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103, 11-11 to go here in the third quarter. The Tigers score quickly with the second half.
65 yards, two plays. It took 49 seconds. That is their quickest drive of the night.
And the Tigers ready to kick it off here. Indians two men back deep. Parkman, he receives it at about the 10, east of the 15, trying to get to the outside, east of the 20. Lowers his head and gets close to the 25-yard line. And that's where the Indians will go, first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Just underway here in the third quarter play, 47-8. And the Indian offense out onto the field, led by Brennan Winningham.
Got another member of the tribe down on the field. You know, Steve, had I only elected to try the two-point conversion there and made it, it would have been a 40-point lead and the clock had been running.
That's true. So an Indian down on the field. Another timeout on the field. Injury timeout. This timeout brought your way by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. 30-second break. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Lowe Field, Indian plus Parkman. Good to see him up. Damon Parkman, he really went in there hard, lowered his head, and he's able to walk off under his own power. Good to see. Damon Parkman is a 6 foot, 185 pound junior. Number one on his back.
They tell me he's going to help our basketball team out a little bit too, so it's good to have an athlete.
Yeah.
Like him move in. I think he moved in from the Evansville area, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, so the Indians on offense from their own 25, trailing 47-8. Let's see what the tribe can do here. They have done nothing offensively here tonight. Two men split to the left side, two men split to the right side, backs offset left and right, spread formation. Here's Winningham giving off to the running back at left side. And good running there to the 35-yard line and a first down. Best run of the night for the Indians there. And
that was Blackwell, I believe.
Brandon Blackwell with the carry. Some good blocking there. And a rare Indian first down.
Fourth of the night, second rushing.
So Blackwell picking up a first down at the 35. 10:43 to go here in the third quarter play. In split left and right, back offset, spread formation. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback, low snap, gives it up the middle. And this time only ready for the running back. And knocked down there. Not sure who that was.
I think it was Blackwell again.
Blackwell again. Play comes in from the sidelines. Anthony Gerald bringing it in from the sidelines for head coach Chad Green in his first year. He'll split out to the right side. Two men split to the right, single man to the left. Backs offset left and right. Here's Winningham, Brennan Winningham, keeping it himself, stumbling down and falling down at the 30-yard line. Fake to the running back, then started to head out to the right side, stumbled and fell. And it will be third down and long for the Indians, third and about 14, with 9:33 to go here in the third quarter play, and only in control, 47-8. Indians come up to the line of scrimmage. Single man to the left side. Gerald Now trips to the left side, single man to the right side, back offset to the right of the Indian quarterback, Winningham. Wants to throw under pressure, rolls, throws, pass is caught. Rolling catch there. Ryan Schultz, did they give him a catch? If they gave him a catch to the 31, that's no gain. It's fourth down, and the Indians will punt. So the Tigers' defense holds, and now they'll await the kick from Winningham, who stays out there to kick it away. Tiger deep men are at their own 40-yard line. One of them back there is Sutton Dunn. Here's the snap, low snap. Winningham gets it away, high end over end kick. And a fair catch call for at the 34-yard line, taken there by Quinn Miller. And the Tigers have it first and 10 at their own 34-yard line with 8:58 to go here in the third quarter of play. Indian football brought your way by People's State Bank with mortgages, mobile banking, and more. People's State Bank is the community bank. And by WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI, coverage you can count on. Tiger offense onto the field for Matt Music. Looks like the Tigers are on the way to going 2-0, off to a good start to the 2018 campaign. Indians are going to be at 0-2 unless something drastic happens here in the next moments. Spread formation. Two men split to the left side, single man. Two men split to the right as well. Give up the middle to the running back, and he's driven down. That was Peyton Blanton, and a good play made there by the Indian defense. Looks like making the tackle there was Brian Liskowski. Liskowski on the stop, having another solid game for the Indian defense. He had the block punt, which set up the Indian touchdown in the first half, and he's made the tackle there. And spread formation for the Tigers. Here is a give to the running back, and burrowing forward is Peyton Blanton. I think Olney's got a new quarterback in there too, Bill. Maybe not. I believe so. Yeah, it looks like Caleb Foster's in there at the quarterback.
Yeah, he played a little bit of quarterback last week in the win. I think he had a few yards passing and that sort of thing.
Spread formation. Here's Foster wanting to throw. Throws to the side. Pass is caught out there to the 40, 45, 50. Into Indian territory to the 45-yard line. Good hard running down the sidelines by the receiver. Blanton with the catch. Peyton Blanton. And an only first down in Indian territory with 7:46 to go here in the third quarter play, 47-8 Olney. So up to the line of scrimmage they come. 20 seconds on the play clock. Caleb Foster at the quarterback. Trips to the two men split to the left, two split to the right. He keeps it himself. He is to the 35, dives inside the 35, down to the 33-yard line.
Going to be close to a first down, probably a yard short.
Picking up good yardage there. 7:15 to go, third quarter. Second down and one, they say. Foster, spread formation. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Here's Foster throwing, and it's incomplete. Tommy got some pressure up the middle from Liskowski. Liskowski, a 5'10", 185-pound junior. And he threw it into the turf here at Loeb Field. Incomplete pass, third down and one.
Liskowski's a fun player to watch, Steve. He's got a motor, just won't quit. I like to watch him on the wrestling mat all winter long, too. He's a real hardworking kid, and it's good to see him out there having some success.
Foster in the spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the left. Foster keeps it himself, has a first down inside the 30, and dives forward to about the 27, 28-yard line, and it'll be a first down as the Tigers keep the chains moving and the clock moving here in this third quarter. 6:23 to go in it, 47-8, Olney. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Tigers. Again, two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side of Foster. Gives to the running back, trying to get to the outside. Runs away from Liskowski. Now back to the right. He's to the 30, 25. Down the sidelines, inside the 10. Diving forward to the 5-yard line. And it'll be first and goal for the Tigers from inside the Indian 10. They're going to mark him at the 5. First and goal from the 5. 5:53 to go here in the third quarter, and Alney leading 47-8, about to add to that, unless the Indian defense can come up with some sort of turnover here. Again, two men split to the left, two to the right, back offset to the left side of Foster in the spread formation. Here's a give. Well, Cosper keeps it himself, and he's into the end zone for 5 yards out for the touchdown. Touchdown in favor of the Alney Tigers. 5-yard run by backup quarterback Caleb Foster. And the score is now 53-8. With the extra point kick coming up here by Yuri Carnazza. Yuri Carnazza.
Wonder where he's from, Steve.
6 foot, 155 pounder, a senior.
Every time I see a kicker with a name like that, I think of Bill Evans. He was really good at getting them guys to come to Red Hill.
Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 5:24 to go, third quarter. Score now reads only 54 and Lawrenceville 8. Back with the Tiger kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Alney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Alney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Ready to finish up those honeydews? Then head to Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. It's fall fix-up time. Finish off your list. Get that screen repaired. Touch up that paint. Get the locks rekeyed. Get the electrical wiring handled. Leggett's has all the electric supplies you need. Electric wire by the foot or the roll. Roofing, lumber and building materials, vinyl fencing and railing, and doors and windows. All the tools you need and Leggett Lumber and Hardware's expertise. Everything for fall fix-up time at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Get it at Leggett.
Here's the kickoff, and it's over the head of the return man, Churchwell. He gathers it in at the 5-yard line. And he's hit and driven down inside the 10-yard line at about the 6. And he took a real big blast. Brandon Blackwell went over his head. And he's limping off the field. And Alney with a 54-8 lead. The clock on the march with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the Indian offense gathered on the sidelines.
Real quick, Steve, the only scoring drive, 65 yards, 7 plays, took 3:34 off the clock. You know, we were talking earlier about the 40-point rule, and there was an interesting game over in the Metro East area last year where a team had taken a lead of more than 40 points, but it was before halftime, and therefore the clock had not stopped. The main player on that team that had a 40-point lead, they had a big star, and he became injured. And believe it or not, they scored before halftime to get the lead less than 40, and the other team actually came back and won that game. So it is possible. That proves it's possible. It was a very, very odd circumstance in that situation. But I think that the player who got hurt is now playing for Missouri or something like that. It was just a real standout, and made all the difference, and his team couldn't hold a 40-point lead without him.
Indian football on Light 103 is brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They've got you covered head to toe. Also by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport, a locally owned and operated pharmacy. By Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville. your local family chiropractors. Indians going to need some chiropractors after this, man. They've been beat up here tonight by this Alney Tiger ball club. 54-8 here in the third quarter of play. And the Indian offense onto the field. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback in the spread formation. Has two men split to the left side. Three men to the right side. Empty backfield. Out of the spread at the 5-yard line. Winningham wants to throw across the middle. Pass is incomplete. Incomplete and short of the intended receiver out there.
You know, see, one thing that happened last week is the Indians are really looking forward to playing a fresh soft game on Monday against Marshall to maybe get these players paired up against guys that are more their age and ability. And unfortunately, Marshall had to cancel that game because they didn't have enough fresh soft players to field a team. But maybe Monday night the Indians will get a chance to play only in the fresh soft game and get a better evaluation of what they truly are.
4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Spread formation, Indians second and 10 from the 10. 54-8, spread formation. Winningham wanting to throw, throws, pass is caught. Caught in the flats at the 15-yard line. Called out there by number 42, Ryan Schultz. Schultz had a catch earlier in the game. Came up with that one there for minimal gain. Third down. And 5, ball at the 15, the Indian 15, with 3:25 to go and the clock moving here in the third quarter of play. Up the line of scrimmage they come. Trips to the right side. Single man to the left. Back offset to the left side of Brendan Winningham at the quarterback. Wants to throw, has to roll out of the pocket, throws across the middle. Schultz again with the catch. At about the 20-yard line, very close to a first down. Might be a first down, indeed it is.
Okay, that's the fifth first down from the Indians. They have two on the ground, three through the air.
All right, Schultz with the catch there. As I mentioned, a freshman, 6'1", 195-pounder. 2:44 to go, and the clock moving here in this third quarter of play. Two men split to the left. Split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Brendan Winningham in the spread formation at the 15-yard line. Wants to throw under pressure. Throws to the sidelines and just throws it away out of bounds to avoid a sack. So it'll be second down and long. And the clock, as we mentioned, continuing to move. 54-8 the score. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter.
Winningham now 7 of 16 through the air, been picked off twice, and has 41 yards passing.
Indians trailed 13-8 after one quarter, 40-8 at the half. It's 54-8 right now with less than 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter play. Two men split to the left side. Two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Here's a give to the running back. That is Blackwell with the carry. Brandon Blackwell picked up a minimal gain of about 2 or 3 yards. Third down and 8 from the 23. The Indian 23 with a minute 12 to go here in the third quarter. Looking across the way, Bill, a lot of folks clad in orange and white over there for the Alney Tigers.
Yeah, people do get out and follow a winning team, don't they?
Certainly do. Spread formation, 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Brendan Winningham trips to the left side, wants to throw that way. Pass is across the middle, intercepted. Intercepted by the Tigers, number 15. That's Austin Nuttall. Nuttall is knocked out of bounds.
Flag on the play as well.
Yeah, out of bounds at the 10-yard line, and we have flags fly, and an Indian is down on the sideline. So an interception there by Austin Nuttall, a 5'8", 145-pound sophomore. Third interception of the night by Winningham. And an Indian injured with 33.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. It's like an ankle injury. We're going to take a timeout here. This timeout brought your way by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. 30-second break. 54-8 is the score. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Edlow Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103.
Steve, the injured player is Braden Sherman. Looks like it was just cramps. He's a sophomore lineman, 6 foot, 235 pounds. They're getting him off to the sideline, and we're going to continue the football game. But I think it's just cramps.
Yeah, it looks like they're working on the lower calves in there. Even though it's not as hot as it has been, it was hot enough. And you got to hydrate.
Yeah, and let me tell you, nothing hurts worse than a cramp like that either. I'm sure you know, it's just absolute misery.
You bet. So, hope he's okay. Indians thin in numbers as it is. You know, ill afford to lose anybody with serious injuries. And if you're just joining us here, the Indians and the Tigers were fairly close after one quarter play. It was 13-8. Only Indians at one time had a lead briefly in that first quarter of play. After a blocked punt by Liskowski and a touchdown run by the Indians, they had an 8-7 lead. Only jumped out 7-0, 8-7. And then after that, it's been an avalanche of Tiger points as we get ready for the fourth quarter of action here at Edlow Field. 54-8 in favor of the Alney Tigers. I'm sure the Tigers are going to try to get some secondary folks in there. Here the Tiger offense is ready to go. Fourth quarter underway. Here's a bad snap to back in the backfield. I think they got a new quarterback in there too. Wait and see. Foster, well, had been in there at quarterback. I'm not for sure if that was him or not. As long as he's getting some of their secondary guys in here with the game firmly in control. 54-8. Second down and goal from the 9. That's where the Tigers had the ball after that interception return inside the 10 to the 9. Second down and 9. And second and goal from the 9. I think they do have another quarterback in there. Here's a give to the running back off the left side, and helmet pops off. Quarterback's number 15. That's Austin Nuttall. He's a sophomore. Third string quarterback. Caleb Foster played a little earlier. Now Austin Nuttall's in there at the quarterback. And we have another Indian injured on the field. Boy. Injuries beginning to mount up for the Tribe here in this game. So an injury timeout on the field. This injury timeout brought your way by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. We'll take a break. Be back in a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Back here at Loeb Field, I'm Steve Anderson. Indian football on Light 103. Another Indian injury. And they're helping the injured player up there. 65.
That's Jaden Miller.
Jaden Miller, a sophomore, 5'10", 230-pounder. He's able to walk off on his own. That might be another case of cramping there. Not going to guess, but Indians are really dropping here on the field. Mahoney has it, third down and goal from the 7 with 10:40 to go in the game, leading 54-8. And a chance to add to that total here. Indians, I should say the Tigers, have their third-string quarterback in there, Austin Nuttall, and backups at all positions. Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the right side of Foster. On the long count, plenty of time on the play clock, 18 seconds. They're trying to milk as much time as they can off this clock here. 7 seconds. Now snap to the running back. They give off left side. It's 34 there. That's Blake Mitchell. He's a 5'6", 175-pound junior. Picked up a couple of yards to the 7. It'll be third and goal from the 7. 54-8. Alney. 9:28 to go in the contest and counting. Fourth and goal from the 7. Long count here for the quarterback. Back offset to the right side. Here is Nuttall keeping it himself under pressure. It's going to be sacked. Sacked at the 15-yard line. And putting good pressure on there was Foster for the Indians. And a sack there. That was a fourth down, so the Indians take over on downs. With 8:48 to go and the clock moving, 54-8, Alney in control here. And the Indian offense will go back onto the field. So all that remains really to be determined here is the final score. 54-8 is what it is now. Indian offense gathered around the sideline, the coaching staff down there on the sideline. 8:15 to go in the game and counting. 54-8. And the Indians out on offense.
Again, I'll say this running clock is the best rule in all sports.
.755 to go. 20 seconds on the play clock for the Indians. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback. Now trying to get the personnel straight on the sidelines. Back offset to the left side. In split left and right. Low snap. Give to the running back, and he's knocked down. I think that was Blackwell again. Blackwell, lone one of the three Indian seniors. And it'll be second down. He lost about three. Second and 13 from the 12, their own 12 for the Indians. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Single man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Actually, two men split to the left side. Stand corrected. Here's a give to the running back up the middle, and the Tigers close up the hole at the 12, 13-yard line. Going to be very little gain, if any, there. Blackwell again on the carry. It's 6:45 to go in the game.
Blackwell's now carried 11 times for 13 yards. He is the leading Lawrenceville rusher.
So third down and long, third and 13 for the Indians from their own 12-yard line. 54-8 to score. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Tribe. In split left and right. Winningham wanting to throw. The back throws up the middle, and the pass is going to be intercepted again. Intercepted by Jaden Fleming. Fleming, a sophomore, with the interception. He runs it back inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line. And another interception for the Tigers here on an errant Brendan Winningham throw. That ball, again, fluttered up in the air and was ready to be picked off. And it was by Jaden Fleming. So Olney with the ball inside the Indian 20 at the 12. First down there. 5:30 to go in the game. And again, Tigers getting all kinds of backups in here. 5:23 to go in the game. Two men split to the left. Two men split to the right. Back offset to the left side of quarterback Austin Nuttall. Taking as much time as he can. The Tigers, you got to give Matt Music a lot of credit. A class guy, not wanting to run it up here. Take as much time as they can in the huddle. Now there's a snap and the fumble, ball fumbled by Nuttall. He just drops on it at the 16-yard line, losing about 4 yards. 4:55 to go in the game. .444 now, and the clock moving, 54-8. Indian football brought your way by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. Also by Larry Bob's Pizza, famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. Have one now or later after the game. 4:23 to go in the game, 54-8. In split left and right. Under center is Nuttall. Loses the snap. Surges forward a little bit to about the 15-yard line. Picked up a couple of yards. And it will be third down coming up here. Third and long at the Indian 17 with less than 4 minutes to go in the game. 54-8. Olney on top. Two men split to the left. Two men split to the right. Nuttall taking as much time as he can. Play clock down to less than 10 seconds. Game clock at 3:35. Under center is the quarterback. Gives up the middle to the running back, burrowing forward. That's Blake Mitchell. He's a 5'6", 175-pound junior, number 34, with the carry. And Laskowski in there again on another tackle. 3:15 to go in the game. Fourth down and 8 at the Indian 10 for Olney. And again, the Tigers not wanting to run this score up here. Take as much time as they can in between plays and in the huddle and out of the huddle. 2:54 to go in the game. 4 seconds on the play clock. That'll up under center. Fakes. Throws to the sidelines and it's incomplete. Fourth down, so the Indians will take over with 2:40 to go in the game. First down for the Indians inside their own territory. And ball at the 10-yard line. First and 10 for the Indians from their own 10 with 2:24 to go in the game.
Now, with any luck, Steve, this game should end before Lawrenceville gives the ball up in any way, shape, or form. With any luck, maybe they'll run two or three plays and that'll be it.
They're over now on the sideline, conclaved around the coaching staff.
And they've not even started the play clock yet. There's still 25 on the play clock, so now he's going to start.
2 minutes to go in the game. 54-8. He is our scorer, Olney on top here. Indian offense out there. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback in the spread formation. Gives up the middle. And no gain there for the running back. Blackwell again. Brandon Blackwell. Minute 35 to go. No gain. Ball at the 10. Maybe a yard to give him to the 11-yard line. Minute 22 to go. Minute clock continues to move here. 15 seconds on the play clock, a minute 8 on the game clock. A few more plays remaining. Indians up to the line of scrimmage. In split, left and right. Backs offset to the left and right of the quarterback, Brennan Winningham. Low snap to him. Wants to throw to the sidelines. Pass is caught out there by Schultz. Schultz bounces off one man to the 15. Dives forward, close to a first down at the 20-yard line with less than a minute to go in the game. First down for the Indians. Ryan Schultz, another catch here. 54-8. 30 seconds to go. Maybe one more play left in this game. With Alney in control, they have been since the early first quarter. 54-8, the score now.
Don't have to run a play, but it looks like they're going to.
One more play left, spread formation. Trips to the left side. Winningham at the quarterback, back to throw, has time, now runs out of time, throws to the sidelines, pass intended for Schultz, incomplete, and the game is over. And the final score is the Marshall, I should say the regress there a little bit, the Alney Tigers 54, and the Lawrenceville Indians 8. That's the final score on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Alney Tigers 54-8. Indians fall to 0-2 on the campaign, and Alney improves to 2-0. 54-8, the final score on the People's State Bank scoreboard. We're back to the postgame show. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Sip It in Lawrenceville has recently added French fries, cheesy fries, jalapeno poppers, and fried pickles to its growing menu. Did you know that Sip It now has an app that allows you to conveniently place an order by phone or tablet? It's true. They also encourage you to visit Sip It on Facebook and find their daily lunch special. Then hit like so that you can receive the latest news from Sip It. Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. Open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Back here on the postgame show, The Albany Tigers dominant here tonight. They hand the Indians their second straight home loss as the Tigers beat the Indians by a score of 54-8 here at Edlow Field. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson is alongside. Indians lose again 54-8. Indians fell behind 7-0 early. Believe it or not, did have a lead. A block punt by Brian Liskowski gave the Indians the ball at the one-yard line, and they scored on a one-yard run. But after that, it was all Albany. Tigers scored 27 points in the second quarter to lead 40-8 at halftime. After lead, they led 13-8 after one quarter. They did take the lead in the first quarter, 13-8 after one quarter. Led at the half, 40-8. After three quarters, 54-8. No scoring in the final period, and the final was 54-8. Awaiting the arrival of Indian head coach Chad Green. Indian players gathered around out in the center of the field there. Gathered around the coaches. Now starting to break up a little bit. Indian football here on Light 103 brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. By Wabash General Hospital, people you know, helping people you love. The Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, they've been, their family is serving your family for a number of years. Also by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of the Ambrall FCU. Bill Dobson Ford in Washington. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. 54-8 the final. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the post-game show. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, one-year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperion Care Bridgeport. Aperion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperion Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only
for me,
news.
Money means I can do the things I want to do. People State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Back here at Edlow Field, players beginning to disperse along with family members down on the field, the coaching staff, Indian head coach Chad Green making his way up here to join us on the post-game show. Indians lose 54-8, did get on the scoreboard here, but have given up 49 points and 54 points over the last couple of weeks. And again, Indians with thin in numbers and a lot of youth out there, but the Albany Tigers, a very good football squad. They're now 2-0 on the year with wins over Casey and now over the Indians. And they'll be 2-0 heading into play next week. The Indians will head to Paris to meet the Paris Tigers next week. Indian football brought your way by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, Call 833-BEST-WAY today. Your career is waiting. Also, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people. Also by Loeb Oil. Loeb Oil, family-owned and privately held gas and oil exploration and production company. They've been in business for over 70 years. Also by Gray's Restaurant in Bridgeport, serving delicious fish and steaks for over 70 years. And also Sweet Teas and Sippet on James Avenue, on James Street, I should say, in Lawrenceville. Indian head coach Chad Green gets set to join us here as the Indians lose to the Awley Tigers by a score of 54-8. Coach, first quarter there, you right in it. Had a lead briefly there for a while, but then things sort of snowballed from there.
Yeah, we got overwhelmed yet again this week. They're bigger, stronger, faster. And it's going to be a long season for us. You know, we just have to get better everywhere. It's just one of those things with a young group. So
I think you made a few more mistakes this week maybe than last week with regard to interceptions and things like that.
Yeah, and I think that comes from we begged them and we told them, hey, you got to be more aggressive. Try to make plays. And then that comes with, you know, the mistakes comes with it. So trying to be aggressive, hey, I'll take it. You were making progress with that. Last week, I don't think we were aggressive at all with the lack of, there was no penalties. I mean, I think we didn't have very many tonight either. I don't even know if we had zero again. So, you know, I think that's a lack of aggression. So, but, you know, but they play better. They play better when it comes to being aggressive. They played a little bit better. I mean, we had the interceptions, and just we need to be a little bit tougher.
Yeah, and they were able to. Awley's got a pretty good team in there. They got a lot of guys that can really get it and go.
Yeah, and it wasn't from a lack of preparation. I honestly believe that it's just a lack of manpower. I'll just chalk it up to that.
All right. Well, you make your first road trip of the year next week. You have battled one group of Tigers here, Paris coming up next week. What do you know about them? Anything?
We don't. I know that they beat Newton last week, I'm pretty sure, and I think they're looking really good from what I can tell from what I'm hearing through the grapevine. So that's going to be tough for us. Traveling is always going to be tough, and then seeing somebody on their home turf, and they're playing really good ball. So we're going to have our hands full, that's for sure.
Yeah, some guys go down here tonight. Hopefully it was just cramping. Is that the majority of it?
The bulk of it is, yet again, the cramping bug got us. I think we do have one kid possibly a broken thumb with that Bradley Churchwell, but we're checking that out. I hope it's not broken, but it may very well be. But other than that, everything else was cramps.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
Indian head coach Chad Green. Again, the Indians lose here to the Awley Tigers by a score of 54-8. Bill Richardson again with us here, Bill. And Bill, as Coach said, is just getting overwhelmed again. The Indians thin on numbers. And again, Awley a good ball club with a varied offense, a good quarterback, a nice running game, some good wide receivers, and too much Tigers here tonight.
Yeah, and Steve, you know, on the way up here, I was thinking we saw Marshall last week. We saw Awley tonight. I wonder how those teams are going to fit into the Little Illini Conference picture. I know people are saying that Red Hill and Paris and Newton are the teams to beat at the top of the league, but I think the two teams we've seen these first couple of weeks, Marshall and Awley, well, first of all, I'd like to see a Marshall and Awley matchup. I wonder how that game will turn out. I think that would be a real interesting football game. I think the two teams are a lot alike. So that's one thing. I think the Indians have played two really good teams here at the outset of the season. Unfortunately, they might be playing one of the best teams next week.
All right, well, time to name our Loeb Oil Slick Player of the Game, Offensive Player of the Game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I consulted with Coach Green about this, and the Offensive Player of the Game tonight is Brandon Blackwell. He stayed in there. He fought hard all night. He actually finished as the Indians' leading rusher, 14 yards on 12 carries, and the offensive player of the game is Brandon Blackwell.
And the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game on defense?
Well, it's going to have to be a repeat performance.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can deny Brian Laskowski that award. He's the one that blocked the punt. He's the one that recovered the fumble, set the Indians up at the 1-yard line for their first and only touchdown to this point in the season.
All right, so again, the Loeb Oil slick player of the game, Brandon Blackwell, and the Bill Dobson Ford tough defensive player of the game is Brian Liskowski for the second week in a row. Well, we hope you enjoy the action. I hope we did justice to the game here. I wish we had better results for you here, but again, the Indians taking their lumps here, only just better than them, 54-8, the final score.
Just want to say, Steve, I just got this report. Phillies beat the Cubs 2-1 on a walk-off home run in the 10th inning.
Oh, boy. We'll be back, by the way, Cubs baseball. We'll be back, bumped tonight by Indian football, back tomorrow night as they play game 2 of the series in Philadelphia. All right. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios. That's been Gil T. Wilson. Bill, thanks to you for your good work. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Steve. I can't wait.
All right. Indians lose here by a score of 54-8. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Again, we're back again next week on the road at Paris. For Bill, Steve Anderson saying so long from Loeb Field.
This has been Lawrenceville Indian Football on your Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville Indian Football has been brought to you by People's State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Lawrenceville Indian Football can be heard all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.